Jaywalkers Worship with In the Name of Jesus on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. Oh, we could name so many things when it comes to, things that we would like to do, and things we would like to enjoy, things we would like to celebrate. How about a day?
Let's celebrate a day.
Okay.
It's Friday.
Yes.
That's all we need.
Yeah.
My next song is...
This game is done.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Woo! It is August 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than a Friday. There are other things we could talk about and celebrate today, like always. There are so many different holidays. It's funny, I do this game, and someone will be like, did you know yesterday was Potato Day? And I'm like, no, I had no idea, because there's so many of them. I just didn't know. But so I got 2 days here that are real days. They're today. We can have a party.
Okay.
Then I have one here that I made up completely. We can still have a party, but it's not a real day.
It's just a party that's pointless.
Yeah,
okay.
A pointless party. So the first one here is National Tooth Fairy Day.
Tooth Fairy Day.
A Tooth Fairy Day.
Aww.
You know, you lose a tooth. Put it on the pillow and money shows up. We gave up.
You did?
Oh, yeah. When they lose a tooth, like, oh, you lost a tooth? Give me that. Here's your quarter. None of this nonsense.
Yeah.
Putting some under your pillow. We forget. The coin falls behind. It disappears.
Yeah.
Here's your money. You're paid off. Give me that tooth.
Yep.
It made me realize this whole thing is to make sure the kid gives you the tooth so you can throw it away.
Oh, okay.
So they don't keep it forever in a bin somewhere.
My brother and his wife started off very, very, well, they had a rough start because the first kid lost their first tooth and the tooth fairy couldn't make change for a 20.
Oh.
Yeah.
So then now there's a precedent.
There's a precedent. It's
big
been
bills.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we never went over a quarter.
Yeah.
Which I know inflation, that's not much.
My nieces loved the tooth fairy.
Hey, you can still buy a gumball with a quarter.
Yep.
Something to knock out more teeth.
Yeah.
Okay, so to National Tooth Fairy Day.
Mm-hmm.
National Dirt Pudding Day.
Dirt pudding.
Do you like dirt pudding?
Well, it's kind of gritty.
Oh, well, not real dirt. No. This is delightful chocolate pudding, crushed Oreo cookies, whipped cream.
Sure.
You stick a gummy worm in there to make it look
now
like
I
dirt.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some green frosting on top. Something like, you know, it's a party.
I wasn't a real fan of like gummy bears or gummy worms or anything like that until I needed some emergency sugar. And I was in a pet food store. You're not going to find that unless you're in the aisle, you know, in the checkout aisle. And I grabbed a bag, and I'm like, well, I guess this is all I have. And then I started eating, and these are delicious.
These are good.
So, yeah.
I've seen some really artistic dirt puddings where that really looks like.
I've seen some.
With, like, a gummy worm coming out.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
And then finally, National Take Your Cat to the Vet Day. Because, you know. They don't want to go.
No, they don't. Oh.
They probably need it.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to go.
Oh. The last time I took my dog to the vet, there was a cat there, and it was very obvious that cat wanted to go home.
I don't want to be here.
There was just this horrible... from the other room. That's not good. And the tech that was behind the desk goes... No, she's not happy at all.
Yeah, not only are they about to probably get a shot, there are dogs there.
It's just this horrible sound coming from this exam room. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's probably a cat out there right now that's angry with me for talking to them. Don't talk to me about veterinarians. Anyway, National Take Your Cat to the Vet Day, but they do need to go.
They got
a regimen of shots they need and things like that.
Oh, these are three fantastic Friday holidays.
Oh, good.
Wow. How am I supposed to choose? How am I supposed to choose?
I just realized the first two really are like against each other. Teeth and sugar.
They do collide.
Maybe your teeth fell out because of the dirt pudding.
I don't know. Yeah. But they're all kind of fun in a weird way.
Fun in a weird way.
Fun in a weird way.
Yeah. Just describe me.
Yes, I did. Which is why this game is so interesting and hard at the same time. Wow. Okay. Which one is the one Ryan made up? I'm gonna say you made up, and this is just a wild guess.
All right.
I have no clue. No clue whatsoever. I'm gonna say you made up National Dirt Pudding Day. Really?
Yeah.
I got it.
Yep. I'm not sad. It's fine.
Why are you not
sad? I'm just kidding.
You sound sad.
No, I actually figured you might get this one because I feel like I've done it before. I'm getting the sense of deja vu.
I don't think you have.
Okay. Good. Anyway.
I admire your creativity.
Well, anyway, it is not National Dirt Pudding Day. National Dirt Pudding Day doesn't exist. No such day.
Okay.
Not a day at all.
Okay.
This is a total Ryan fabrication. However, if you like dirt pudding, send some
today's
my way.
Today's available.
Yeah. Okay. National Tooth Fairy Day is true, and so is National Take Your Cat to Vet to the Vet Day.
Okay.
So, kitties, run and hide, because they're coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's That's Who I Praise, Brandon Lake, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.